This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We do have the entrepreneur, chief executive officer of Victor Group, chairperson of South African Funeral Practitioners Association, KZN member of the Accounting Authority and chairperson of the Governance Risk and Strategy Committee, Umus Nomfundo Mqoyi Zondo, has over 130 branches in KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng, and the United States. Mfuna Njokubala Nwuti, the group employs over 1,700 employees, and the funeral division holds over 500 funeral policies to date, making it the number one of the leaders in the industry. Mam Nomfundo Mqoyi Zondo, sawubona, welcome to Ihlangana Nimude Show.
Ngibingelele kwi radio station Ihlanganani, ngibingelele kwabalalele.
Yes. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi you took your time namhlanje uweza la eMangosuthu, and kade ngikhuluma namanye ama-interviewer ama-students ade graduate namhlanje. Omunye uze washo nje uthi ena she looks up to you, and uyabonga kakhulu ukuthi namhlanje we do have you, because as abantu besifazane, Mam Nomfundo, I have to really say it out there ukuthi we struggle, because sitshela kaningi ukuthi you actually can't do this, you can't start a business because umuntu wesifazane, especially if uzongena kwi industry lakhona it's male dominated, you are usually told ukuthi you actually can't do this. But you started way back in 2009, if I'm not mistaken, uqala kwakho icebo lethu Funeral Parlour. What motivated you ukuthi uqale at that time?
At the time I saw a gap kwi industry for a funeral product that was not expensive, I would say, with the word, and also that was a one-stop shop that would offer everything for clients at the time of need. Most of the products that were there, they were products where people always had to top up at the claim stage. So I had to come up with something that was really going to give dignity at a very, very a reasonable price as well, looking at the economy as in South Africa. Ebingekho right sehlezeke nje vele into engantengela imisebenzi nako konke ibe affordable for abantu. Then yes, I saw the opportunity, I did my research, and I made sure that I created the best products that would suit any budget. And yes,
I did hear ukhuluma ngaphakathi semihole. You did mention ukuthi ena it's very important if ufuna ukuqala into or you want to start a business, umele wenze research yakho. And namanje futhi uyayibala, because you can't start a business or a company ungazi ukuthi abantu bastruggle ngani. One thing I've learned from entrepreneurs ukuthi they usually say you can't come and say uzodayisa nje mhlambe la uzodayisa into vele etholakala kalula.
We respond to a problem.
Yes, it must be a solution.
Solution. We are problem solvers. Whatever the community or the needs, then tina we have to find a solution.
Ngizwile futhi and ukuthi you were actually an educator.
Yes, I was, and for 8 years.
For 8 years.
Yes.
Then you resigned waqala icebo lethu.
Yes, definitely I resigned. I said, let me take this risk, because entrepreneurship is about taking risks.
Yes.
Not knowing if people are going to support you or not, but you have to take that step and see what happens. But also, we have to take a calculated risk.
Yes.
Not just any risk. With research, you will make it.
I did also see Uguti, and now you are the founder and chairperson of Ixibelete Foundation, which has established a host of initiatives and has geared towards improving lives of underprivileged communities, including building homes and families. The corner man to tell Uguti, Mam Nomfundo, sebefikile lapho ezingeni bebona kahle ukuthi they have achieved izinto eziningi, but umuntu athi nje hayi ngoba sengiachievile konke lokhu engiachievile okwami, but wena wakwazi ukuthi no, let me give back to the community, because ibona futhi labantu abanga amaboss ami ibona labantu lapho, because ibona abantu abangenza ukuthi ngibe lo muntu engiyena. So awugcina ukuthi now people are supporting me, they're coming to me for services. Ake ngibambelele yonke into. You were like, okay, cool, sengifikile to this stage, let me give back. Uqala unakekela imndeni underprivileged, uqale kanjani? What actually drove you into that?
Ngiwumntwana kaNkulunkulu, just to make you aware.
Yeah.
Yes, I love God and I believe what God says, ukuthi when he blesses you to be a blessing to others.
Yeah.
So uNkulunkulu noma yini angibusise ngayo, ngibusisele ukuthi ngibusise abanye abantu. Icebo lethu, it's a Christian based entity. As a company, we are about creating jobs and doing God's work, making sure that uNkulunkulu ngeke ehle ezulwini azokwenza, but uzothumela companies like ours to do his work. So when we do work through the foundations, nikela sakhimizi sisenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Yena ngeke ehle azokwenza yena, kodwa thina usithumile ukuthi siwenze ngokuthi isibusiso sonke asibeke kuthina, and then ke abantu bathola ukusizakala.
Thank you so much. I think umuntu olalela njengamanje uyakwazi ukuza ukuthi, and if God has blessed you, make sure ukuthi whatever sekublesse ngayo wena uyakwazi ukuthi uphinde usize abantu bakhe. Ungasho ukuthi ngoba sengifike la, then ke sengikhohliwe la ngiphuma khona.
Even if you look at our products, the products we've created are not just products that help you at death, but even while you pila, they are to nurture you, to give you a good lifestyle as a person. Even for students, we've got very good products that can add so much value with discount with everything, because we are still doing God's work. Even in that area, it's about the products, it's about the expansion, the job creation, yonke into kodwa solving it. Msebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
Samakhulu amamnumfuta mcoye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.